broadcasting thoughts and controlling others. There was a movie which came out years ago about a super plane invented by the Soviets which allowed the pilot to think what he wanted the plane to do as far as the weapons system, and it would do it. In the movie we capture the plane and the pilot tries to escape the Soviet Union by flying it out and realizes he has to think in Russian to fire the weapons. I bring this up because a paralyzed patient in a hospital has been hooked up to a computer and can now write sentences on a screen by just thinking about the writing. Why is this important? It is important to the paralyzed man, but even more importantly, this can be useful in many other areas. I can almost see this device being perfected to the point it will allow someone to send messages just by thinking about them, and with some more research allow a person to receive them right in their brain. This could be the start of telepathy for humans. Granted, we would need some sort of hardware to do this, but there are those who think we are already capable of this and just don't know how to do it. Humans have been involved in many different telepathy experiments, and scientific papers have been written about it and how it sometimes succeeds. An example of this was an experiment with a rat and a human. Today we are reduced to putting electrodes in the head of the animal which can translate the signal they receive from a human mind back to an electronic brain signal. Humans have controlled the movements of a rat this way. Today it seems we have two different ways of reading our brains without surgery, so we can control devices. One is a skull cap full of electrodes which you place on your head, and the other option is a magnetic one using a cap. The second option is not as good. When we try and control animals, our options are very limited to maybe moving legs and such. We are headed down a path which I seem to remember being talked about during what was found on a recovered UFO. A witness had testified there was no instrumentation, just a place to put the pilot's two hands. We weren't about to use it, and it was not only made for aliens, but aliens with less fingers. It was determined the aliens controlled their ship with their thoughts, since no other way could be figured out after examining the ship. Could it be we have gotten a boost in this technology from examining alien crash vehicles? You hear that quite a bit, but I have found if you trace inventions back, it usually results in human ingenuity. Think about what our homes were like back in the 1940s and what they are like now. We have come a long way. Technology is accelerating, there is no denying that. In the 1960s, if you told someone there would be a computer in every home, they would have laughed, and some would have even said they had no use for anything like that and they were far too large. The home of the future could be entirely controlled by thoughts. Yes, we have to wear a cap now to send out our thoughts, but electronics keep improving, and someday it could be an app on our cell phone picking up our thoughts. I don't know if that would be the smart thing to do. Can you imagine a hacker stealing our thoughts and somehow using them against us, perhaps to empty our bank accounts? Our thoughts are the last place we have left which are private. On the other hand, how many people have thoughts enter their heads for a second they wouldn't want others to know about? The answer to this is everyone. This is one of the reasons against telepathy. You might send out a thought which is hurtful, insulting, or just plain mean. A thought you had no control over. I don't think humans are ready for telepathy and may never be. If it's fine to use thoughts to control our devices, but I would limit the practice to that. Think about someone asking you a question, and before you can control your thoughts on the subject, you mentally blurt out the opposite answer to what you would have said. Think what this might do to a personal or business relationship. Even worse, think about places like the United Nations. How would it be able to function under those circumstances with everyone's true thoughts coming out? The next question I have is, could someone use this technique to control the bodily functions of others? Could one human control another, such as a human was able to influence a rat? Could they even tap into our involuntary bodily functions and stop our hearts with a thought? I would hope this was never possible. How could we stop unintended thoughts from leaking out? One solution is a keyword would have to be thought of after or before the thought, and without it, nothing would be activated. Another solution might be before anyone is allowed into places like the United Nations, they have to leave all gadgets behind. Another device might be able to be developed someday which would pick up brainwaves being broadcast and block them. When remote viewing became a reality, it was based on the hidden abilities of the human brain. This is where people who were trained could be far away from a place and see in their mind into that place. This must really have shocked some people when they heard about this. It leads to the question, could a human mind be trained in such a way it could use telepathy without any devices? It may be possible at least some humans might have this ability. Some believe certain practices like those performed by Buddhist monks eventually allow them to be more sensitive to what someone else is thinking. It is said a few of them develop this ability, but others deny it. There is no denying the monks can do strange things. We do not know all of the abilities the human brain has. There could be far more involved with the brain, such as areas we are not using at least to their full capacity. Maybe that is part of evolution, and someday all I have been talking about will become academic, because all humans will be able to broadcast their thoughts directly,